Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. I'm on, and we're here, and we're live, and we're an RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're going to have our guest with us in just a moment or so, and he is Wolfgang. Wolfgang, of course, who was known to, I think, most of our listeners as an activist and a fighter for return to constitutionalism, return to Americanism, basic values, and so forth. I just wanted to mention that, of course, the issue of what we were talking about last night first, the hate crimes bill has passed the House of Representatives, in case you didn't hear that. And we expected that to happen. You know, with Ted Pike last night, we fully expected the rough going in the House. Now, we are redoubling our efforts in the Senate, and it appears as if there is some hope of defeating this bill in the Senate. Meanwhile, George Bush has come out and said he intends to veto the bill if it passes both houses, making the statement to the effect that we don't need any extension of the bill and that it is overreacting and overlapping existing law. So that's what we have so far, and this has been the only time the media, the controlled media, have given any coverage to this bill is when it has passed, typically. So I just thought I would mention that to you in passing, okay? And now it's time to say hello to Wolfgang. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hi, Rick. How's it going tonight?
Right. Well, we'll find out as we go along. And it's a bit of a while since we've had you on the program and your daughter. Many of our listeners need to be refamiliarized with your story and your daughter's story. And now you have a granddaughter, right?
Yes, I do. And I also have a son.
Uh-huh.
A new, brand new son.
Well,
that's the topic of tonight's discussion.
All right. We'll talk about these things tonight and what is happening to your family and what you're going through right now. What is the problem, the plight, and how you are reuniting with your daughter and your family. And also, I want to get into a little bit more about how you have been very, very successful with your in-your-face .TV programming. So that's something we want to all talk about tonight and get it all together, okay? How's that?
Yes, sir. That sounds good to me.
It does sound good to me, too. So just to tell the listeners, if you want to jump on the lines while our guest is here, at least for the first hour, if not longer, then you do so. Wolfgang is our guest tonight, 800-313-9443. Don't forget to support RBN, Republic Broadcasting. It's been a long time, and a long time since we have even promoted any a drive for funding, but you know, the problem that we had this past year certainly had its impact on the network and on funds and fundraising, and we are still recovering from that debacle. So, you know, that's a word to the wise, should be sufficient. You'll be hearing more about it as time goes on, obviously, but just to give you a little thumbs up, as they say. So RBN can use your help and your support in any way if you can. All right? We will be back to begin with Wolfgang on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and we are back now, and we have with us Wolfgang. And Wolfgang, for those who don't know you and what you've been doing, why don't you give us a brief thumbnail sketch about you again and your fight and your familial problems, okay?
All right, Rick. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on your program again.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. I'm sort of a long-range patrol member out here in the trenches with the Patriot Movement. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this since 1980, and I've been very effective in my methods of rounding up the troops and going at them and getting right in their face and using the mass media to do that, particularly my TV show and different methods that I use. And because of that, I've been under extreme attack from the New World Order boys and all the people who control the government, the authority figures. Mm-hmm. And it seems we have a serial stalking going on by the social workers out there. They're not only going after me, but they're also going after members of my family. Mm-hmm. And my daughter just had her two children taken away from her from the CPS up in Iowa. And I have spoken with her last week, and she's fine for the meantime, but they have kept her children from her, and now we have a big court battle going on in Iowa to get her children back.
Yeah,
so it just never ends with these people.
Right. The last time we spoke, she had been hauled into court. She had gone to court and family court, and apparently there was a scheduling cancellation, right?
Right. The people who scheduled the hearing did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if me and you didn't show up for a hearing, you know, they would issue a bench warrant for us, et cetera, et cetera. But these people can get away with it, and no repercussions are given to them. Nobody showed up to the hearing, and they went behind her back and took her children through a another means mm-hmm. of a falsified petition. These guys are not nice, as we know. All your listeners know these guys are really scoundrels. Mm-hmm. And I can't really use any stronger language than that on the air, but although I'd like to, I'll be polite.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, so what you've been through, a lot of people, you know, you remember the last time you were on, identified with you in the family court problems that you have encountered, your daughter has encountered, particularly with her child and the child custody cases, they call them. Really, it's in many cases, it's child kidnapping.
Yeah.
And I think in your daughter's case, it sounded as if that's exactly what had happened to her. And now it's taken a new turn of events, and the turn of events is now she has another child, right?
Well, actually, my wife has another child.
Oh, your wife, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah. And so now you have a son now, right?
Yes, I have a brand new son. He's only 2 weeks old, and the CPS workers here in Kansas City told me that they're holding my son hostage in the hospital for no apparent reason other than...
They told you that, they're holding him hostage?
Yes. I cannot go get my own son out of the hospital.
And, and the reason given?
The reason was they had a report from Minnesota saying that we had two other children kidnapped from us by CPS 5 years ago. And yes, that is true. That is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a political vendetta by the state of Minnesota. And I went into that with you on a past program. But that's the reason they're holding my son right now, mm-hmm. and they won't release him until they do a family assessment and all that good stuff, is what they call it. They were over here yesterday to do that, and I had a video camera set up, and when the social worker saw the video camera, she ended the interview and virtually ran out of the room and up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like holding up a cross to a vampire. She did not want to see that video camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the best shot of them. As they were fleeing, they went up the stairs, so I got their best sight on camera. So
mm-hmm.
I'll show that to the viewing audience out there.
Yeah. This audience is all over the world now, right?
Yes. We just got a brand new camcorder commando out in Morocco. He just signed up last week.
Wow.
So Morocco is on the southern plains of Africa by Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Arabic-speaking person, and he's part of the Muslim faith, and he's going to be doing a lot of interviews of the people over in that part of the world on what they think of this whole Iran-Iraq war thing. So that ought to be pretty interesting.
Yes, it should be. Quite interesting. So now, what is your next step? What are you going to do about this situation with the officials that have abducted your children here?
Well, I'm going to fight them tooth and nail in the family court here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I did not ask to be put in this position once again, but I'm going to use all the lessons I've learned in the past altercations with these people, and I'm going to bring the battle right to them. I'm not going to let them get away with it.
You've been successful to some extent. I remember you mentioned some of the problems that you've had. You've had many roadblocks put in your way, and one in particular was a charge of disorderly or salacious conduct or something that was thrown out.
Right.
They tried that. They've tried all kinds of other tactics to try to put you away or keep you from your family, right?
Yes, that's true. When we were in California, they took my daughter. They took her at gunpoint when she was 3 days old, and we had a five-month court battle to get her back, and I used the old mining laws against them to show that we had first claim on the child, And they were essentially were claim jumpers, and we won that case out in California. Mm-hmm. And my five-year-old is now running all over the place and telling me what she's going to do every day, so it was worth it, I guess.
Now, how many children do you have altogether?
11.
Wow. You have 11 children, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that's I didn't remember you telling me that before.
Okay, well, it probably didn't come up, but as long as you asked.
You've had quite a busy marriage and a busy life, and so now your daughter's situation, what's the latest on that now, your daughter?
She's living in Iowa. She was going to come down here last week, but I told her to hold off on that because I don't want her to get involved in this new CPS stuff down
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to fight with me and learn a few of the tricks that old dad could teach her, so she wants to come down and learn from what I'm doing down here. They have kept her children up there, and we're doing paperwork back and forth from here in Kansas City to Iowa, and she's filing paperwork up there in the county court in Linn County, Iowa.
Well, now, the last time...
Go ahead.
...we had tried to generate some assistance for her with some legal help. Did that, was that forthcoming, if you recall?
For some reason, you just cut out.
I cut out?
Okay, now I hear you better.
All right. Well, was that forthcoming, that help that some of our listeners and callers had said they would give you legally?
Yeah. Some people did show up over there in Linn County, Iowa, to help
mm-hmm.
her out.
Yeah.
And that was a very great benefit to her to know that there was some supporters out there.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with a corrupt system, these people will stop at nothing to... put a thorn in your side, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be really polite and keep my cool, but this whole thing just got me just, you know, pumped up, and I'm not going to go into a rant about it, but...
Well, tell us the scenario. I want to know exactly what happened now. When your wife was it in the hospital, or did she give birth?
Yeah, she gave birth in the hospital up in Liberty, Missouri.
Yeah.
And she was about 8 weeks early. It was a premature birth.
Yeah, right.
And the little boy only weighed 4 pounds, so they transferred the child from Liberty Hospital to Kansas City
mm-hmm.
because he had to be in an incubator for oxygen.
Right.
So after he got to the hospital in Kansas City, they said that they weren't going to release the child to us until they had done a family assessment of us and put us through a lot of misery in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that happened was that the child was taken and put into an incubator, right?
Right. That was for medical reasons.
Right.
But
and
now they're telling us they're not going to release the child to us at all until they're done with this family assessment.
Investigation, assessment, whatever.
Right, right. It's an investigation.
So they're basically they're trying to exercise some power here
right.
That they feel they have to determine whether or not she is a fit mother.
Right.
And you are a fit father.
That's true.
Oh, isn't that interesting, huh? And what do you see forthcoming from this now, as far as any kind of retaliation for your programs, your television programs, for instance?
Well, I think it's a money motive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're hooking into it because in the state of Missouri, every child they have placed into adoption here in Missouri, it's $500,000 to the state. So we're talking $1.5 million for all three of my kids here. If they're successful in taking them away and placing them in foster care.
And you're saying that the money that they get, say $500,000 per
mm-hmm.
child.
Right.
What percentage of that goes to the families, the adoptive families, let's just say, and to maintain it? When we come back, I want you to answer that question to see where the skimming is, where the fat is here. That's an awful lot of money indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know more about that little scheme. And we'll go from there. We'll invite callers, questions, comments for Wolfgang. and his family. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America, 1-800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Now, and we do have Wolfgang, as we call him, on the program. He's from Kansas City, and we're talking about his family situation and how the state has intruded and assumed power over his family and over his wife and child. And we're talking about this situation, which is happening all across America, by the way, state after state. But before I go to the phone callers, I'd like to ask you to elaborate, if you could, Wolfgang, on the dollar amount here, the monetary value of this process of taking children from their parents and placing them in some sort of adoption program. Well, you're saying it's a $500,000 stipend the federal government passes on to the state?
Yes,
for a child?
Yes, from all my research, that's what I've uncovered here in the state of Missouri. Different states have different amounts, but Missouri is one of the highest. And the foster care families themselves only get $15 a day from the county for support of the children.
Now, how long is this $500,000 intended to last? I mean, for the duration of the child's care with the family? Or just a year, per year, per 2 years? How long?
Presumably, it's a one-time fee.
Okay, so it's supposed to last then.
Right.
Now, you say that the families get $15 per what?
Per day.
Per day, all right. So that doesn't, that really is a pittance, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Not very much money. And what other monies do they get or support for feeding and clothing the child and so forth? Do they get additional aid?
Yeah, that all comes from the county.
Okay. So where's the rest of the money going?
That's good. That's a good question.
Yeah. Have you got any answers?
I'm looking into that even more right now.
Okay. Yeah.
From what I've uncovered so far, it's $500,000 per child. And the whole thing is why they won't release the child to us is because our house here in Missouri, we have a pump out back, an old-fashioned pump. We're off the grid completely. I don't use electricity from the big power company. I generate my own electricity. I have a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely off the grid and self-sufficient.
Good for you.
And that's not acceptable to the state of Missouri.
Not acceptable, really, in any state today.
Right.
I mean, the powers that be look down upon parents, families, and individuals, for that matter, who like to be independent.
That's right.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's a snobbish, arrogant, elitist attitude, but it's not just in your neck of the woods, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
It's everywhere. And so the role that you play with the TV program in the last several years has grown tremendously, your role and your influence. And now it looks as if you've had a series of problems. Your family has received the strong arm of the state and county and municipalities on a number of issues, not just these, because of what you've done. Now, tell our listeners, for those who don't know, what you've done with the camera commandos, what that means and how that worked.
Camcorder commandos. You can see an example of that on my website. Individuals all over the country sign up as a camcorder commando. Mm-hmm. They get their own press pass from us. They're a legally registered press pass holder with my company, and they submit video material to us of events in their area, and they send it to us, and we put it up on the net. Now, if that's a protest or a rally or some sort of injustice that you capture on tape, that's what we air. The last one we had was the V for Vendetta people, the Bob Schultz organization out in Washington, D.C. One of our D.C. correspondents caught that on tape. Mm-hmm. You can see that up on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very effective. Politicians don't like it when you walk in their office with a camera and a press pass. They don't like that at all because they can't control it.
When you say now, when you walk in now, you have an appointment and you manage to get in, or is it you barging in?
Sometimes we have appointments. Sometimes we just walk in and start asking questions.
Right, right.
Because it's a public office.
And we're open to the public.
Right, we have a right to be there. They get really upset about that sometimes, but oh well.
Hey.
If they throw us out, we'll just wait for them out in the parking lot and ask them questions all the way to their vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, that's what so-called news reporters do.
Right.
They do the same thing, and they can be quite obnoxious.
That's true.
And I know that you may be accused of being obnoxious with that, but in fact, what you do, is, as far as I'm concerned, is far more valuable a public service than most of these so-called cub reporters who work at these TV stations to begin with. They don't ask the right questions. They don't talk to the right people in many cases. And unfortunately, you know, what they wind up doing is just keeping us under a smokescreen, whereas your InYourFace.tv really lets it all hang out. And that's what they fear most of all, obviously, Wolfgang.
That's true. It's reality TV at its best,
yes.
And it's unscripted, it's uncontrolled, and what you see is what you get.
This is the real new candid camera.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be back. I want to take some calls for Wolfgang here. What do you think? Quick questions, comments for him on his familial situation and what the state is doing, and much more. 800-313-3131. 9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, Rick Adams is back, and so is his guest, Wolfgang, and I want to go take a phone call from one of our callers here who has called from time to time and usually is a fountain of wisdom. So I'm going to see what he has to say about what we've just discussed, and that is Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick and Wolfgang.
Hi, Jim.
For your information and for the edification of your listeners, I was born and raised, and until I retired, I lived my entire life in Missouri, the other side of the state from you in St. Louis area.
Okay.
And I know how crooked that state is, so I know exactly what you're going through. And for Rick's benefit, Missouri is like Rhode Island light, is exactly what Missouri is, only slightly better than Rhode Island, and I wouldn't argue about the difference. It always has. It has been since the 30s. That's when Missouri changed. It was in the 30s in the Roosevelt era.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you might as well live in Providence or Kansas City. It makes no difference. It's the same situation.
That's right.
And I'm sure Wolfgang will agree with that.
Yes, I found that out the hard way.
Yes, I did too. And I couldn't wait to get out of Missouri. I retired on a Friday and left Sunday morning at 4 o'clock to get out of Missouri for good. That's how anxious I was to get out of there. And my whole family still lives in Missouri. I have children in Missouri, grandchildren, brothers, sisters. They all still live in the St. Louis area. I tried to talk to them, but
they won't budge. They won't budge.
No, no. Well, Rick, you're still in Rhode Island, so what are you going to do?
Well, I'm here for a reason, though. Good reason.
Well, yeah,
I'm
here
to make life miserable for them.
But to get back to the main topic,
absolutely,
the people that control the situation. We know who they are. The brethren, the ADL boys, and all their Shabbos goy and all these people. They always go after you where you're most vulnerable, and where Wolfgang made his mistake is he got off the grid. He's not vulnerable to the normal blackmail, causing you to lose your job and anything else they can do to you without actually, because you haven't done anything to take you to court for. So they go after where you're vulnerable.
This guy's got a lot of kids. Yeah.
He's got kids, and that's the only thing we got to hang our hat on. We'll go after his kids. This is how vicious these people are. I mean, vicious is a kind word to them.
Right.
They will use anything they can to hang their head on to go after you. And the judges and the courts and the police and everybody will go right along with them, especially in Missouri. They'll go right along with them, anything they say, the Child Protective Services. They'll go along with anything they do.
Not even the mafia goes after your kids, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, even the mafia is kind compared to the politics in Missouri or actually in the whole United States. The mafia is kind because they, you know, we don't want to disturb the general public. We'll blow each other's brains out, but we don't want to get involved in the general public.
Right.
Give us a bad name. But these people have no qualms whatsoever using anything and everything they can, which is exactly what they're doing to you and your family. Because you stuck your head up like a turkey shoot. You stuck your head up, they're after you.
Well, one thing about Wolfgang is that they picked the wrong fellow, I believe. And he can tell you why. He's had a long bout of these kinds of encounters with the state, the authorities, if you will. I hate to use that term, but for lack of a better term, the county, the cities, the hamlets, and who knows, maybe even the federal government soon. But, you know, what he's doing is rattling the cage. And I know that, Wolfgang, you're not about to quit. If anything, you're becoming actually more empowered by this, right?
Right. I have not yet begun to fight these guys on this issue. I'm just gearing up for it. I'm sharpening my sword, put it that way.
But stop and think of this, Rick. They've also got their brethren in Iowa going after his kids.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, state lines mean nothing. These people control the whole United States. The state lines mean nothing. It's not a crooked state of Missouri or a crooked state of Rhode Island. He could go to Idaho or anywhere else, and they'd still come after him. I mean, they control the whole works.
Well, you know, the thing is, what they have is this discretion, as they call it, to interpret the law in the name of protecting children. They do this with the public attendance laws, you know, the school-mandated school attendance law.
Right,
they've
right.
done that in every state except when they implemented forced busing. Mississippi became the one state that said, hey, we'll abolish it. We repeal the law mandating compulsory attendance. And, of course, private education bloomed and blossomed as a result of forced desegregation orders. So, you know, there's a lot that states can still do and are doing if they would exercise their own power and against the federal government, not against the individual. You see what I'm trying to say, Jim?
Right. Look at what they're doing in Germany. They're going after the homeschoolers, throwing them in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strictly for all they want to do is I'll homeschool my own kid. You know,
yes,
that's it.
That.
Nope,
yes.
We're not going to allow that. We're not going to allow any deviation from the politically correct status, which is our nation is becoming that way with this hate crimes bill. If this thing actually goes through, it's kind of the end or maybe the beginning. I don't know which it is.
Well, I know
it's either the end or the beginning.
It's going to be their end, I think, because we're not.
I hope so.
We are not going to tolerate. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to allow anyone from the government to put a muzzle on my mouth. It's that simple. They'll
Amen.
Have to shoot me first.
I'm not either.
I'm not
going to
do it.
If I go down, I'll go down shouting what I think. But they're not going to make me politically correct. It's never going to happen, never has happened, and it won't happen. That's
right.
The way I feel about it, you know.
Amen.
Hey, give me your best shots, all I can tell them, because it's not going to happen with me. As you know, I say what I think. And I don't mean to harm anybody. I just say what I think. Everybody should be able to say what they think.
Well,
I don't care, even if I hate what they say, they should be allowed to say what they think.
And not have to pay some penalty for it.
Yeah, it's,
and retribution, as is the case with people like Wolfgang here.
I don't want Wolf Blitzer to go to jail for saying what he thinks. He has every right to say it. But why does he want me to go to jail for saying what I think?
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that makes me mad. Nobody sees it there. Nobody sees that there's something wrong here.
Well, people who listen to you right now are seeing it, Jim. I can assure you of that. You gave some good examples, very lucid examples. I appreciate that, Jim. Anything
okay,
else?
Okay, listen, I don't want to tie you up too long.
No, I'm appreciating what you're saying because you got the clear picture. A lot of people don't get it, and you've got it, and that's what I appreciate in
I lived my whole life in Missouri until I retired, and I feel sorry for Wolfgang, but my advice would be to get out of there, but I don't know where to tell him to go. I don't know where can he go.
Jim, the good part about it is my two-year-old son, his middle name is Quantrell.
Hey, that's good.
So there's a Quantrell in Missouri once again. What does that tell you?
Well, go after those boys over in Kansas is all I can say.
All right.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your great call. 800-313-9443. Operators are standing by right now, and you can dial in right now. There is a line available for you. This is a generic thing to many people listening now, and a lot of people probably don't know exactly how to approach it. But what you're going through is something that people across America, as I alluded earlier, can identify with. I mean, I don't have any children, so I can't really empathize in that regard. I can sympathize with you, and I'm with you all the way. But unless you've been through a battle, a divorce and a custody battle, or you have been charged, even though you're happily married, by some government bureaucrat with being an unfit parent because of this or that, or because you're not on the grid, or because you don't use, contaminated tap water, then it doesn't affect you. See, people don't get affected. They say, well, he must be doing something wrong. He must be doing something bad. Otherwise, the politicians and the bureaucrats and the judges, they wouldn't bother him. No, they'll just leave you alone. They don't want your freedom. Well, they do. The fact of the matter is they want to control every aspect of your life. It's all about control. And this is where I brought up the topic before. It's not off the topic, Wolfgang. It's on the target. It's on the target and the topic. These smoking ban laws, they have become the new Manichaeism of control. They are all about getting in the door, in the family, getting in the house under the guise of protecting the children from secondhand smoke.
Right.
And that is what you're going to see next in this country. We're already doing it with parents driving in the car now in states. Several states have passed laws affecting that. And the next step, logically, would have to be the smoking police coming into the home and removing your child if you are still smoking in the presence of that child. This is what they'll have to do because, after all, they're doing it for the children, aren't they?
Right, that's the rationale they always use. That's true.
I don't doubt it for a minute. I mean, it's a logical progression. What we have been saying for years is don't let the camel get his nose in the tent, because once it starts, there's no stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stopping it, and this is the problem. This is why well-intentioned people I know and you know, that we've debated with, personally, on a personal level, say, I agree with you, Rick, up to a point, but now I think you're going too far. Now, what's the harm in protecting against this contamination? And they still don't get it. What's the harm in protecting against the kinds of words that we should not hear on television and radio? What's the problem? They don't understand that the people in control are the problem. They want total control of you and your family. and they're not going to get it unless you give it to them under one guise or another. Now, Wolfgang's not about to do that. He's not giving them that authority that they don't have. I mean, he's not an abusive parent. His wife is not abusive. His children are not being abused or harmed in any way, are they, Wolfgang?
No, sir.
Not by you.
No. Nope.
Not by the parents. But here's the state coming along and actually trying to take from you and divide your family, take from you your children, your part of you. It's
right.
Like taking your arm or your leg. And this is happening, as I said, across this country. People who have children, whether they've been in divorce court or family court or not, somebody makes a complaint, you know. And I remember when we were going through this in my state, when we had this legislation empowering the state to protect children. And we looked at the people, all these Marxists and communists and ACLU types, they were all there pushing this law that would give the state more control. And I said, wait a minute now, there's something wrong here. They don't care about the children. These are the first people that defend child pornography. They're
mm-hmm.
defending abortion. Why would they care about the children? Well, again, comes down to control. Who will control the family? The Father in heaven and the parents? Or will the state be the new God? And that's the answer right there, my friend.
That's a fact there, Rick. I couldn't have said it better myself. That your children are your life. Blood, they are your legacy, and it's a very an emotional issue with a lot of parents that they would do anything to get their kids back, and the emotional turmoil that's caused in the family by these social workers, I'll tell you the truth, I would rather go over the hill with a fixed bayonet than face some of these battles, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, and you made this choice a long time ago, huh?
Yes, I sure did.
So how many, what is it, about 20 years now you started with this, with the Crusades and so forth?
In 1980 I started.
So here we are now in 2007. You've been doing this now for almost three decades, right?
Right.
And you're not about to hand in the towel, as we say. And what you're doing really is not just that individual fight where you are, but the TV show, the web,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you have this internet television program now reaching beyond the United States into the world. What kind of reaction have you been getting from people outside? Now, I know you're starting with Morocco, but you've been getting other reports from others?
Yes, we're getting lots of responses from virtually all points of the globe. I'm very amazed to see that we have a lot of listeners in Russia, and also Australia is another big one. Got a lot of comments from those places.
What kind of comments?
Keep up the work. You Americans are the last outpost of freedom in the world. If you guys lose, it's over for everybody. That's the kind of comments we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're banding together as a global militia against the New World Order of the United Nations. So it's kind of interesting.
Do you get some negatives?
Yeah, I get some usual people that's usually over here that don't understand the political ramifications from outside of the United States because they've never been outside of the United States. They don't know how the rest of the world lives.
They've never been outside the prison walls. Huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. So they call me a fool. They call me an idiot. They call me an uneducated hillbilly.
Well,
hey, I resemble that remark.
Hey, that's a compliment. That's
so
a compliment.
Right. It's usually the Bush supporters and people who think that this glorious war on Iraq is 100% correct because, after all, we were attacked in 9/11.
Oh, yes.
All that stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, no question. And Hussein was behind it all.
Right.
No doubt about that, right?
That's
so
right.
Here we are now losing our freedoms because of this worldwide expansionism and interventionist foreign policy. And, you know, as you say, you've got the flag wavers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody more dangerous to a country than someone who thinks he's a patriot and is not.
Right.
Someone who waves the flag no matter what the leader says and does what the leader wants. You know, I mean, talk about Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said so many times on this program, Hitler couldn't compare with what's going on in this world today, and particularly here in the United States. I mean, he was a piker in comparison to what this government, particularly Bush and Cheney, are being allowed to get away with. Because here they are in direct violation of the Constitution, and they're doing it. And they're doing it with the Democrats putting up passive resistance, letting the Republicans and letting this administration get away with these massive, massive preemptive violations of the law of the land, turning it into a straitjacket for us, not the government.
Well, that's true. You're aware that the Gun Control Act of 1968 was modeled after the Nazi Gun Control Act?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I've heard that, and so... I mean, that's ridiculous that we should have the government controlling guns instead of the criminals. It's
right.
Not the guns that commit the crimes. It's the people behind them.
Right. The reason I bring that up is Adolf Hitler also had an anti-smoking campaign.
Well, he was involved in health issues. Yes.
Right.
That's true. Yes. And then we do have the fascism of the state today doing exactly the same thing that he was doing then.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference? Only today they do it, as I say, in a contravention of the law of the land. I mean, you know and I know that private property today in America is a thing of the past.
That's true.
We don't own our property. We don't really control it. All right, let's pick up where we left off. We'll come back, and we have time for a quick call or so. Wolfgang is my guest. Join us. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to take some calls for Wolfgang. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland first. Hi, Mike.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Let me ask your guest, I'm sorry about your difficulties, and I'll pray for you and help you persevere.
Thank you.
And how long has your kid, is it just one child that's been taken away from you?
Right now, there's he's in the hospital up in Kansas City. I had two other children in Minnesota that were removed, and they're still in foster care, adoptive care.
And the reason, the excuse that they're given is simply because you have kind of like independent or an alternative lifestyle that's off the grid. That's the excuse that they give for taking your kids?
That's the excuse they're using right now to prevent us from taking him home, yes.
Are there certain types of people or certain ethnic groups that are more heavily targeted than others, or is it pretty much across the board demographically? Do you have any idea? I'm just curious about this.
Well, the most desirable children for adoption are blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. God bless. I wish you the best. There's a website, and like I say, I'm like Rick. I don't have any children, so I can't say I feel your pain or I know what you're going through, because there's no possible way that I can fully empathize with what you're going through. It's going to be horrendous. But there's a site called FreeOurKids.com.
Okay.
Which has stories. They're pretty horrific stories. I haven't really to get videos on there of people who have gone through similar circumstances. Yeah. Ralph Winterode had Greg. I think Greg Pound started it, and he's had four of his kids taken away from the Florida. Apparently, Florida is, if it's not the worst offender, it's one of the worst.
Yes.
And he has had four children taken away, and his wife has a recent baby, and she has to go on the lam to keep the state from taking their fifth child. But apparently, though, they've got, maybe resolutions or ways to fight back on there. So it's not just a website that has, sad stories. It's free, www.freeourkids.com.
Okay, I'll look that up. Thanks.
Yeah,
Thank you.
So maybe you or somebody else can get some help from it.
All right.
And I wish
that.
You the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling again, Mike. I think Mike called the last time, too, when you were on. I'm not sure, but we did have others calling similar to Mike's call in trying to give you some website help as well.
Okay.
There are organizations that are on the web doing exactly that. Let's see. Bill in Alabama now is standing by. Hello, Bill. He dropped off? All right. Well, whatever. If anybody wants to make a quick call, we still have a little bit of time, but I do want to open up the program in the second hour to some of the earth-shattering things going on, particularly the House voting on that hate bill and the debates and so forth. So we'll spend a few more minutes, I want to primarily give you an opportunity to tell our listeners tonight, Wolfgang, what is it they can do to help you, or can they call you, can they reach you, can they get on the website, can they email you? What's the best way to help you and encourage you, and if you need some other help as well?
Well, letters of support, emails of support would be great from people all over the country. That's inyourfacetv@rock.com.
Okay, rock.com. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. You are a musician, too.
Yes.
So we know you've been doing a lot of that type of thing, right?
Right. I don't claim to be a very good one, but I am one.
Right, and you have composed a few tunes?
Yes.
Very good. See, he's very creative, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all they have to do, right, is just do that. Is there any phone number they can reach you at? No?
Not at the present time, no.
Okay. You're a man on the run, so to speak, huh?
Well, I move around a lot, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just stay with me for five more minutes if you can, all right?
Okay.
Into the next hour, I want to give people ample time if they have a quick question, or they can email you as well. All right. We'll be back. Hour number two coming right up. Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.